Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, guns in the back, and I
bust on. Others leave them frying in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but that rocks with no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I Chuck Nasty style like so up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to you in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style short but cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be beagle. So breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll over that chicken shit to plucking. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder, but still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm a explosive vocalist, make you real just to focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrics even locus, where it's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathic, from this mouth of madness. Rose, one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Like Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, yeah. Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming through the radio and the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Olay Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller, motherfucking MC cold killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn. Yes, I still rock on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born. Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born.
Now when it comes to the hippest in hip hop, I make the lips drop, knees knock, buckle and shake their hooves and make the wrong move. Get dusted, busted, whacking. Cut the mustard, I stick it to you like voodoo. So who do you think you're fooling? Not Rick, but fooling. You couldn't hang with the new. You want your boots to get caught. You what? Look up in the sky. Why? The fly robin fly, giving you whatever suits. You got the size 8 Timberlands to boot ya. Oops, upside your head. Ayo, I'm seeing red like a bull. Baby, I got the pull of a knot. Red fox, cutting out fox me because I'm foxy like brown. Break it down now. What? From the end to the start, lyrical murderer, pump spirit, hearts, I'm tearing parts to pieces like Reese's. I freak it, speak it in tongues, put you on like Benita Applebaum. You can't see me, you're blind to the fact that I'm on deck, swinging on the wax, striking them out like that. Hats off, blast off, watch me rock it, sock it, do ya, whatever it takes to do ya. Done, done, top gun, it's the lady of rage, still rated number one, motherfucker.
Thank you.
Heads up, eyes open, and fists clenched. I don't know what this is, how we do this. If somebody, if you, no, not somebody, everybody, take a pause for the calls. Get locked and loaded for another episode of Freedom Heart Radio. We are not at the International Radio Studios today. We are coming live from the Hampton House. We expect to have some Wi-Fi, internet issues. While we have a strong signal, too, there's a storm that's been up and on, going on. And I think Chicago really did hold the entire Midwest area. So y'all bear with us for that because, I mean, this storm is intense. I thought it was over after, I think, 2 days ago, but it's still going on. In fact, you can hear the sound like hail, like little sound of hail that's coming down. I'm not sure if it sounds like it. But I'm not on Instagram. We're on Facebook and also on YouTube Live, Chairman Fred Jr. So I can put a post on my page, let people know that we're live on my YouTube page. We got a number of subject matters we won't go into. We debated on even having the show. We're going to cancel the show to tomorrow for a number of reasons. But we're going to go on the road with this. We're going to roll today. Call the numbers 929-477-3785, then press 1. We expect another guest who called in a few weeks ago for her to come in, talk about the work that she's doing in her respective organization. We hope our deputy chairman from Paris, France, calls in, deputy chairman Franco. What's happening in France for the last, I believe, 6 days? Talk about also the campaign, the Black Panther Party Club, to retreat from the city. Let me know if it's air conditioning, if the background noise is too loud, and I'll cut it down for those who are calling in. But definitely, the retreat from the city. We went to the farm today. Go on Connie Wade's page and my page. There's some phenomenal pictures with the youngsters. You know, we're trying to take the youngsters about, you know, out this toxic environment, you know, get a change of pace. You know, new ground, you know, new air, new sounds, different sounds, you know, I don't say new. That's some subject matter. And also, I'm not sure if it's the 8th or 10th year I've had the fortune to be in contact, not only in contact with, though not face-to-face, a very respectable, an intense, ongoing work, diligent relationship with Brother Hess of the Pops Movement. His birthday is today. We expected his family, but there was some issues. They had some other things get sidetracked. In fact, I'm kind of glad that they didn't make it with the storm. The storm was intense. They're gonna make it here soon. Not today, you know what I'm saying? Again, so those who traveling, be real careful, y'all. Storm is intense out there. But we were talking about, I believe it's a 10th year. It seems like, you know, forever and a day, you know what I'm saying? Been with Brother Hess. And in fact, even talking about Freedom Hour Radio, the constant, the motivation, you know what I'm saying, in regards to even getting this to Freedom Hour Radio rolling. This force, dope man, it was a post put up recently. Someone said, don't let these guys getting out of jail outshine y'all been out, you know, on the streets for years. This force, man, though held down, held captive, I'm talking about, man, he holds it down. This again, phenomenal cat, man, phenomenal. I flashed back the first time I came on his radio, on platform, you know, and it was the knee-high. I was on the back porch, Brother Dr. Jackson, and came on the show, you know, and just, it really helps to up the ante, the bar, like, okay, man. And the dedication, and even the event gathering in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm gonna go 10 years. We was debating if it was 8 or 10 years, but you know, just his ability to feel, you know what I'm saying, to work out, you know what I'm saying, even, I mean, not to move on, as we say, move on a pivot. And if he's not even physically there, to still be able to, you know, get a sense of a feel of people. That's something that you have to be able to grasp, even organize. You know, Minister Huey P. Newton never met Field Marshal George Jackson face-to-face. They never met face-to-face. However, kind of like Richard Pryor said, that being a peopleologist, you study people, you got to move. And this force has been doing it for, you know, some quite so long, just again, and keeping us updated on what's happening in the microcosm of our community. I said microcosm of our community was Malcolm X. You know, Minister Huey P. Newton said prison is a microcosm outside community. Malcolm X said America serves as prison. He, spirit, his morale, whatever he's facing, always up, you know what I'm saying, concerned about others, what's going on out there. The trip to my, the initial trip to get down there to the event 10 years ago, I recalled him, you know, making phone calls to give me a bus ticket to get there, you know. And this doesn't even touch on his resume. You know, I wish the birthday could be, you know what I'm saying, right out here where we're supposed to be at. But again, we're going to make sure we recognize present-day forces such as this here, man. We live direct. Say the star, I'll see you in the building right on. Real Mom, y'all bet with us when we say Cub with us. Because I ain't going to say that. We might have some internet interruption because the Wi-Fi thing is kind of weak. And y'all can hear that background storm is going down. 2 days ago, y'all seen the flood, you know what I'm saying, that happened in Chicago and surrounding suburbs. It's sound real crazy out there now, so be real careful if you out, you know. And we have some bags, Cub care bags. That's where they are. Panther Cub care bags for some youth. The Parks Movement supposed came through. They couldn't make it today. We got them. We live and direct, y'all. 929-477-3785. See my brother Najee Islam. I mentioned Najee Islam today also. I was doing an interview on the Carl Nelson show. I was rushing this morning, and we was talking about the situation, still following up in regards to the case with Sister Carlisha Hood and her son, your 14-year-old child, and case of Jeremy Brown. And some of the questions were like, what's the present administration, what it's like. I said, we're still getting a feel of it and what's happening. But I also pointed out, I'm kind of yielding for, you know what I'm saying, I like to let the, as you say, the usual suspects, the opportunists, they try to be distinguished from us. This brother here is not one of the usual suspects, Brother Najee Islam, a brother who I got a love, respect for. And I'm make sure we're going to be consistent shouting out this event that's coming up with this brother. And some people from all walks of life, from religious communities to some, you know what I'm saying, from city officials supposed to be there. And definitely, those, from, as we say, from the valley. We are not the ops, you know what I'm saying. It's a basketball event. Y'all go to this page. It starts at 12. I got concerned. I'm rushing through Facebook. I see something that said we are here now. I said, damn. I was late last year and missed it. I remember Cassandra Greer, Dr. Sean Uppers was there. But make sure y'all check this out and repost this. This is July 15th. Repost this, y'all. Najee Islam. Let's go to this page. So, the comrade. Do we have any calls in queue as of yet? 929-477-3785. It's going down. Am I still on? Come on, am I still on? On air? Three months to come in. Am I still on air? Okay, let me. I'm gonna call back. I may have got dropped. Not by us. But you know about it. You know who. Give me 1 minute, y'all. Let me see if I can call back in because it's just too long. Back on?
Yeah, come on, Brother Chair.
Come on. Any callers in queue?
Yeah, Brother Hess is on the line. Free him all.
Wow. Right on. In the words of Brother Hess, already.
It's on like itself. Free him all. Tell me how y'all do.
Oh, yeah? Is that a Brother Hess?
Hey, man, peace and blessings, love and service, man. You got to know that.
Peace and blessings, love and service, Brother Hess. Hey, man, it's great to hear your voice. We had debated. The flyer is in the process of putting together right now, man. And we was debating about the birthday, you know what I'm saying? And so the comrade Daphne, she said, you know, he's going to be like, man, put that movie up, you know what I'm saying? Always yielding to, you know what I'm saying? You are truly a selfless person, you're concerned with the people, man, and we want to just, man, we love and appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you got word about the family, you know what I'm saying, but we're going to work it out. We're going to get it tomorrow, though, man.
Hey, man, everything happened in God's timing, man. I don't know who listening in, man, and I don't know why you saying all these good things about me, man, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't nothing but a humble servant, man. I call myself a peon on the floor, man, so nobody ever try to have to knock me down, you dig? And if they do knock me down, I ain't got that far to go. You hear where I'm coming from? They say in that book by Cornel West, man, you can't lead the people unless you love the people. You can't save the people unless you're willing to serve the people. And it's through servitude that we understand what the people actually need, you know what I mean? And that's staying on the ground with it, you know what I'm saying, front line. That's why I love you from day one, man. And Sister Queen Daphne, man, when I came to Chicago, you know what I mean, even through a regular little phone, man, y'all spread love from every side, man, every tribe, man. I still don't understand how it happened like that, you know what I'm saying? But I know God is creative of all things, man. He do everything for a reason. But, man, I ain't lying, man, to see how, you know, things have developed, man, and to see you come out of prison and to take on your father's legacy the way that you did, man, and for everybody to be closing doors or to trying to find a controversial way, you know what I'm saying, to say why they had rights to your father's story, you know what I'm saying, that concerned me, man, that hurt me, you know what I'm saying, because I ain't never had no dad, you know what I'm saying, my dad had never claimed me, you know what I'm saying, until he was dead, you know what I'm saying, and it's like, man, to see you on your call and to see you on your stride and doing what you were doing, man, and nobody was hardly listening. And now to see Judah and the Black Messiah, to see how everybody beginning to respect the Hampton House and to make this a true historical place that it's supposed to always been for the last 50 years. You know what I'm talking about? Like 50 years in this thing, man. Straight up, man. Where are the people at, man? They talk about black struggle. They talk about, you know, Black Pride, they talk about all this sort of stuff, but when it comes down to, you know what I'm saying, the greatest man legacy that died at, you know what I'm saying, 21, man, we're talking about a young man, and the man was so knowledgeable, man, and he broke things down so politically correct and so astute, man, it made me wonder how in the heck he growed up in the urban city that all the rest of the guys growed up in. How did he get all this home, man? And we know it came from the Most High, man. And so, man, I just want to salute you, bro, because you gave me principle. You gave me purpose. You gave me a direction, you know what I'm saying, and a reason for doing what it was that we were doing from behind the wall of the penitentiary, man, striving to get that thing out to the streets, man. And, man, I just want to thank you, bro, and I love you, man. I love Queen Daphne, man. That's one of the strongest sisters that I ever met in my life. You know what I mean? And to see both of y'all on their platform and creating this thing and continuing this thing and informing, educating, you know what I'm saying, dedicating yourselves to this. You know, and y'all looking for nothing in return. It reminds me of a recovery meeting where they talk about altruism. You know what I'm saying? Doing for another while, expecting nothing in return. And it comes down to proof. Can you prove that you really are doing this selflessly? You know what I mean? And it's like, hold on. Wait and watch a while. And now after a while, man, you got people like Pistol Pete Rollock, you know what I'm saying, calling me. You know what I'm saying? Nine Fingers calling me, coming out the federal penitentiary, wanting to help his son, Peter Rollock, you know what I mean, to come out of ADX Max. You got You know what I'm saying? Man, you got all these different folks from all these different groups that you would never think an old country nigga from Georgia, you know what I'm saying, in the chain gang could ever be able to help, man. And it's all coming because of what y'all actually doing out there on the front lines, man. I'm in here. Well, I was in a cell in an undisclosed location and whatever, whatnot. But it's like, man, the love, the servitude, man, the direction of that, you know what I'm saying, man? Y'all have given me every reason to live when I ain't have nothing but a way out, man. You know what I'm saying? And that way out was through death and destruction, man. Y'all gave me a purpose in life. And I just want to say, man, I love you, man. And I salute not just Freedom All Radio, not just you, not just Queen Daphne, you know what I'm saying? But, man, I salute the history that come behind y'all. People don't know about Mississippi, but through y'all, we get to learn it. People didn't know about Fred Hampton, but through y'all, we get to learn it. People didn't know nothing about Vice District in Chicago back in the early 1900s and why they called it the Vice District. You know what I'm saying? But through y'all, I had to study and understand these. I had to learn the history, and I ain't never stepped into Chicago. But when I pass away, that's where I want to be buried in. Queen Daphne said she promised me that would happen. You know what I'm saying? And as a brother who doing life behind the walls, you know, I'm afraid of dying and being put on what they call Pissant Hill in Georgia. I don't want my body to go over there in no grave cemetery for prisoners. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not who I am. I'm a child of God, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm willing to do whatever I need to do to sacrifice for my people, man. And to hear my people now say that, hey, man, no matter what happened, man, we're going to make sure you have an honorable, you know what I'm saying, celebration. It make me want to contribute my life to this dog. It make me want to give everything. And so most of the time when I usually would sit down or look the other way or be quiet, now I'm going to stand up and I'm going to make all the noise I got to make until somebody hears something to make them want to do something. I don't give a damn what you do. Make some phone calls. Write a letter. You know what I'm saying? Help them brothers. Help them sisters, man. Y'all see these folks being rolled up in mattresses in South Georgia. Y'all see what's going on in Ferguson. Y'all see what's happening up here in Detroit. Y'all know what's happening up here in Baltimore. Man, through all that, man, it was this movement right here, Daphne, Fred Hampton Jr., Brother Hess, that created things like BCL because they wanted to combine it just like, and where did we get it from? We got it from Fred Hampton and the Rainbow Coalition. This man brought everybody together, man. Whites, Hispanics, Puerto Ricans, Black GD, Black Vice Lords, Black Peachstone Range, like he brought everybody to the table and like this right here, man, this is the reason why you need to come here. This is why this is a priority. This is why this is the agenda. And this is how we're going to do it through the 10-point program. He utilized Huey P. Newton them things, and he ended up becoming the greatest minister and the greatest chairman of the whole party. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't saying that to speak down on Huey or Bobby or none of the old heads. I'm saying it because this is God's directive. And see, when you follow God, you may end up in somebody else's vehicle, and you may end up having to be the driver. And that little bit of that van turned into a bus because of you. Look what happened with Malcolm X, Fred's mentor. Come on, man. How many people know about the OAAU? How many people know that Malcolm went over to Africa and got this from the African kings that met in Addis Ababa back in 1963 and brought this back to America? And that same six-point program of education, economics, political development, social development, and unity, it's the same thing that Larry Hoover started in 84, 20 years later, to create the blueprint from Gangster Disciple to Growth and Development. See, nigga don't want you to know the truth. They want to try to separate. They want to divide. They want to use other niggas' names, and especially leaders' names, servants. They want to use their name and use their platform for their own agendas. No, man, get them folks. Stop holding, like what you say, man. Don't be holding these folks' presentations hostage, man. Because they ain't following you. They following the teachings, but you won't even really teach them the real teachings. Because then they know, nigga, you ain't talking about shit, man. Excuse my French for a better lack of terminology, man. But I just want to say that, man. I'm going to shut the fuck up now, man. But I just want to say I love y'all, man. And y'all give me a purpose and a reason, man, to stay sober, man. Y'all give me a purpose and a reason to keep on fighting, man, when I be really wanting to give up and say fuck this shit. Because I'm tired of these sales, man. You know what I mean? But y'all give me strength. Y'all give me the will. You know what I'm saying? Even if it ain't but just for one more day, for one more, you know what I'm saying, thing to get behind and see that it carry itself all the way through. You know what I'm saying? We just had a warden arrested and charged with RICO conspiracy to commit murder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who would ever think, you know what I'm saying? And this same cracker tried to kill me. And they told they told everybody I was crazy, that I was mental health, that I was on drugs, that I was tripping out. But now this motherfucker behind bars, now this motherfucker on the front of newspapers, he on the front of CNN News. Yeah, you know, tried to kill himself and everything. And now everybody looking back and saying, damn, oh, that's the guy that went against him? No, it was us.
Yeah.
It was us.
Yeah.
So I love y'all, man.
Yes. We love and appreciate you, man. You feel free, man. Hey, man, it's on you. You, man, man, whatever come to mind. Man, you know the platform, the door is open, man. And we love, respect you, man, appreciate you. And the sentiments are reciprocal, Father, in regards to this inspiration that you give us, man. Real talk, you know. And I just want to let people that's listening. That's literally that's not saying it for no sound bite. I mean, but this war is locked up. They're trying to take you out, you know. So you didn't kiss the casket up in there. Like, man, you're the tango, torture, you can dance with death. And I just want people to know, say, under contested conditions, man. And, you know, how they talk about, I owe the dog. I'm not comparing people to dogs, but they say, like, in the 2 years of dog life is equivalent to 7 years. It's, when you talk about prison time, It should be more intense than that. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, man. Field Marshal George Jackson said there's no guaranteed out dates. It's out there. It's more intense. It goes down there. Like, you see, the situation, the We Don't Care health care. We suggest, you see the type of food, the type of slop, you know what I'm saying, toxic that we get subjected to an outside community. It's more intense. You know what I'm saying? And then it gets more intense when you acknowledge this, you speak up out it. You speak up on it. That's another strike. You know what I'm saying? And one prison, one contact, I can't stress it enough. You know what I'm saying? It may sound like I'm being redundant. So, man, you've been sitting up for years. You damn going to keep on saying, as long as them bars and concrete is there. Everybody should be able to give us an updated status check on some respective prisoner. It's imperative. You know, you go back and pull the archives. You know, so we caught, like, literally while it was going down, hearing the screams in the background, you know what I'm saying? Literally, you know what I'm saying? The Mississippi, Georgia, Rikers out, updating people what's going down. And so, again, y'all, we have forces, you know, so we got to make sure they connect, that one person will contact those correspondents, all that. We got to make sure we own it, y'all. We live and direct on Free 'Em All Radio, you know, and, I'm just flashbacking, you know, some war stories, you know. And we went down there, so the comrade Daphne and others is going down there. And just, again, motivation, you know what I'm saying, touching down with forces, you know, connect up, pick this person up, stuff that a lot of people complain about organizing on the street, they get access, you know what I'm saying, the resources on our side. I don't know how we're going to do this event. How the person gonna get here? You know what I'm saying? You're a humble servant. I respect that, but I'm not gaslighting you. I think it's strategically beneficial that we lay out resumes of such forces so people have a template to look at. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, it's just abstract. Like, you know, what I can't do is you have to have those examples. Say, no, this is happening, you know, so this is happening under, not just happening, it's happening under intense, contested conditions, you dig? And so that's why I lay this out and lay it out in real time. Because I tell you, we can talk about situations, individuals, you know what I'm saying, in an abstract or nostalgic sense, like, yeah, I heard back in the days, we had to seize the time with, you know, forces, you know what I'm saying, it's right here, you know. Someone sent me a post the other day about Mayor Gary, Indiana, and he said something to the effect on Instagram that he called for support of myself. He said, Chairman Franklin Jr., don't wait to like a lot of y'all doing about this Tupac thing. You know, we're gonna talk about it later on too in the future. Not just this documentary with Tupac, but also some of the follow-up discussion has been happening. We want to see this time talking about different dynamics. A lot of people, you know, say just even with both of his parents being members of the Black Panther Party, we'll talk about that also. But again, I want us to make sure that we know about Brother Hess, the Pops movie, you know what I'm saying, and what I call a reverb effect, you know what I'm saying? In other words, the follow-up, you know what I'm saying? Stuff you take, a lot of stuff people don't recognize when it's happening right then, but down the road, people say, damn, information, how to press that was going on. I'm going to say it again. We live on direct on Freedom All Radio, y'all, and I'm flashing back, and we talking back on just even the inception of Freedom All Radio. We're talking about Brother Harris, talking about the Pops movement, talking about the events, and talking about, you know, in the spirit of steel sharpening steel, and men and women sharpening the men and women. Again, steel sharpening steel, and men and women sharpening the men and women. Different, you know what I'm saying? Ideas of a blog talk radio show, the ideas of going live, you know what I'm saying? The deal is getting this information out, you know what I'm saying? Not only where it come from, who cultivated, you know what I'm saying? The different dynamics, you know, the different stuff you've been taking for granted, the Comrade Daphne on a train, public transportation, working the boards on the trains at times, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like literally, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Go ahead, my brother.
No, they're right, man, because that's what's going on, you know what I mean? What we got right now, man, is the opportunity to see that the thing that God show us, man, that's what he want us to be involved in. That's what I learned from Daphne, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she sees something wrong, she finna step and she stepped with the type of purpose and the type of faith that know that if it wasn't meant for her to see, then it wasn't meant for her to say nothing. But as soon as she see it and witness it, but she finna make whatever got to be made in order to change it. You dig? And it's like if she got to let teenagers stay in her home, if she had to open her whole life up to possibly getting herself hurt because she's on the front line dealing with these crackers, excuse my French for a better lack of terminology, white people that just despise our black melanated power that is just inherently inside of us. It's like, man, listen, man, we finna call it for what it is. We gonna define it for you. And seeing her do that, seeing you do that for the legacy of your father, that's what Pop's movement was all about. And that's what it's always supposed to be about. It's supposed to be people organizing systems of preparing everyone to change evolve. We know a change finna come. It come every day we wake up. But are you prepared to deal with the change or are you still running? You know what I'm saying? And we pulling in addicts. We pulling in alcoholics. We pulling in folks that everybody else done pushed to the side or said, you know what I'm saying, they this or they that or, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we'll take the what you call the scrap and get what we finna do. We finna become scrap iron. You dig? We finna be used and recycled to do something greater than anybody else. And when we do it, we give God the glory. We ain't looking for no reward. You know what I'm saying? The reward is in seeing our people being able to lift themselves back up by their bootstraps and want to fight again. Man, you got a lot of folk that had done retired off the front lines of the struggle. Man, they seen us, and they like, hold up, man, you got niggas in chain gang. You got sisters who are already done raised grown folk and really supposed to be followed. You, man, you got these folks over here who they say is this, that, and you got this cat coming out of penitentiary. Who is Fred Hampton Jr. coming out the chain gang like he really? Man, listen, and look now. Now they saying, boy, you know who that is. But that's Queen Daphne. Man, you know what the fuck she done did on these front lines for real? You know what she done sacrificed? Nigga, I wish you would. Yeah, you better know who she is. You don't know who this. Man, you better know who he is. Because that is, man, that's the power. I was looking at a documentary last night called Descendants. And it talk about how Mobile, Alabama holds a place within it called Africa Town. And in Africa Town, the women there tell them that the only reason I'm still alive, baby, is just to tell the story to those that are listening. That care. And that's amazing to me because that gives her the strength and the will to go on to her life when she probably would have been gone. But she on the front line. She ready to tell the truth.
What's the name of that piece you mentioned again? What is it?
It's on Netflix. It's called Descendant.
Descendant.
And it break down the history of Mobile, Alabama, and how them cracked them good white people, you know what I'm saying, were bringing us over from the last few slave ships that wasn't even supposed to be slave ships no more. The slavery was over with, and they still bringing us in and pulling us out in Mobile, Alabama, and then dissecting us from there and separating us from there based on, and they was doing it back then psychologically. They'll put this alpha male figure, and he gonna have to go to the east. This one gonna have to go to the north. Then we gonna have to go to the west. And they strategized, and they did it from Mobile, Alabama, and them folks still down there, and they still got, like, Cut Joe's cemetery mountain down there. Man, everybody talking about Cujo. Cujo. They done made it out to be a dog that's demonic and killing people. They don't even know that the real one was one of the last history holders that came from Africa, from the motherland, and died in Mobile, Alabama, giving our history on what they did to us and burnt them ships and where they burnt them at, you know what I mean, to hide the evidence. Come on, man. It, these folk been conspiring like this from day one. You know what I'm saying? It let now this new generation know why we still got to fight today, that these conspiracies is real, and this ain't something that's just made up. It ain't fabricated, man. You know what I'm saying? You ain't hurting right now because you just poking. Now these folk got a plan out, man. And they devising their plan, and they doing it. But you know what I'm saying, by the math, and they find it just like we click up and come together from different gangs and sections of the city. They doing the same. They getting together with the Arab. They getting together with the Chinese. You know what I'm saying? And they will remove the alpha male of the black community, man. Straight up, period, point blank, because they know what's in us, man. And it's like, man, that's what Pulse Movement became. It became an educator, man. It became an educator. And look at y'all, man. Y'all educate, man, and it ain't through what you're saying on the radio. It's through your examples in life, man. You ain't teaching this and preaching this. You're living it, bro. You getting it. That's what I respect. That's my hero. That's why I love Tupac, because he told me who Metula Shakur was. You know what I'm saying? When I was 15, out there selling crack to my own people, he told me who Mumia Abu-Jamal was. He told me about Asada. Tupac taught me about somebody named, you know what I'm saying, Mooster King. Man, I don't know who these people is, but when I got locked up in that cell at 18, 17 years old, I wanted to find out who Tupac was talking about. And I started reading up and find out who Geronimo Pratt was, find out who Fred Hampton was, and then that empowered me, because now I'm directly connected with real frontline men, Jack. And this is how they did. Like, they prepared each other. Man, listen, when the Black Panthers went out in Oakland, California, they went out, some young brothers coming out of community college, asking people in the community if they could change anything, what would be the one thing that they would have, you know what I'm saying, change? They went to the people to find out. They did a survey, man. Come on, man. People gonna tell you where they want to be served at. They gonna tell you where they want to change. They gonna tell you where they want to be involved at. That's why in Pulse Movement we said the number one thing, step one, form a bond. Form a bond based on how you can listen and be valuable to this person's life without expecting anything in return. So that then in step two, you can now come together and identify problems that exist for all of us. I heard that last night in The Descendants. They said that that's what brought them together. The theme that they agreed was wrong. And they missed it. They got at the table and strategized. Free them all.
Free them all, go ahead.
Free them all, we have callers in queue.
Man, you're supposed to let me go on, man. It's my birthday, Queen Daphne, man. You're supposed to let me go on. You know I'm from Georgia.
I'm going to bring in a couple of callers to join in the conversation for your birthday.
Free them all. Happy birthday.
La Familia style. It's only Phil. How you doing today, man? Tell everybody your name. Where you calling from?
Yeah, free them all. Peace and love. Lord Infinite out of ATL. What they say? Yes, out of here, man.
They got you, boy. What familiar style. What's going on, bro?
Yeah, man, I can't call the man. They're checking out, man. Happy birthday, big bro. Everything going with you.
Hey, man, 43 years young, man. I made it past my father's age, man. I'm grateful just for the day, man. How y'all doing out there on the front line?
Man, I can't call it that grinding, man. I just picked up a job, but I just got enrolled and started teaching in the middle school out here.
What?
Yeah, I just started like this pair of these little tests. I'm about to start teaching in middle school, man. Stone Mouth.
Man, hey, that's the last place I visited on the street back in 2007. That's on my mama. They let me come in the Stone Mountain High School over there off what's the name road, and let me go in there and speak to the group, GDM Blood, in that school, man, back in 07, right before I caught this body, man. That's on everything, man. That's amazing, brother. Hey, God, but and you been able to teach them and teach them. How you feel about that?
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited, man. I started school term. Yeah, I'm gonna be teaching six, seven, and eight on business education.
Man, major salute, family. That's what we talking about. That's preparing everyone to change, evolves. Education.
Yeah, you heard us before?
Then we got another brother on the line. Brother, can you tell everybody who you are, Primo?
Hello?
Hello, welcome to Free My Radio.
Hello?
Peace and blessings.
Welcome to Free My Radio.
How you doing?
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. Happy birthday, my brother. Happy birthday, Mike, man. This is Brother Mike X from New York City, man.
Y'all know what it is, Brother Mike X, man. That guy, man. The first one I ever did it with. Man, it's beautiful to hear your voice. How you doing, big bro?
Right on.
I mean, yo, this is for your birthday, man, but this just picked me up so much, man. I got to say, you know, much love to Sister Daphne. Much love to Brother Fred Hampton Jr., who I met one time out at the Audubon Cemetery here in New York. Had a celebration, when I had a celebration, an observation for Brother Malcolm X, you know, visited his gravesite.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, definitely glad to meet the brother. I mean, there's so much I want to say, brother, but you, just even being on this line, you know, Sister Daphne, you know, DM me that this was going down. As soon as I called, she said, please call in. As soon as I called, I heard Pops Movement Radio, you know, and I'm just overcome a little bit with emotion, man, you know, press one, and I just remember so much of being on Pops Movement Radio. I thank you, who I met on Brother Tony Nick's radio show he was doing, and when I first met you and heard your voice and how strong you was laying it down, and you know, let me know about what you was doing with Pops Movement. I just had to come through, man, and strive to support you, man. You know what I mean? And so many people, my friends list on Facebook is dominated by Pops Movement. It's dominated by people from down south and Midwest and all over the United States, man. People that I never met before in person, most of them, but people who I always love and appreciate, man. You know, for connecting. You know, we connected all throughout the United States. We had a Pops Movement radio show on every day of the week at one point, man. And it was just so powerful. It was so great, man. And I thank you so much. I learned so much. I grew so much in my own personal development at the time, you know, being associated with Pops Movement, man. And it's just great to hear your voice. It's great to be on this line right now, and I just appreciate it so much, man.
That love, bro. That's love, man. Y'all making the niggas start crying and everything, man. That ain't what's going on, man. I'm supposed to be tough, my nigga. I'm in one of the worst prisons in the state, man. I got to be hard right now.
Hey, brother, ask. This is what I tell him, man. Like I get called the emotion. My eyes has got a little watery. That's all.
I wasn't
crying. My eyes got a little watery.
That's it, fam. You know what I'm talking about? Man, listening to that, man, and just reminiscing and thinking about when y'all met. I remember when y'all met. I remember the picture, man, and seeing the picture. Like, y'all brought things. I can't speak enough, but y'all brought things to life for me. Like, y'all made Malcolm X real. Y'all made the program that he demonstrated. Y'all laid it all. Y'all made everything make sense. You know what I'm saying? Y'all did it with keeping it real. Y'all didn't come on like you was this, that, and that's what made it authentic and genuine. It's like you found the most genuine as you, and even you told your flow, and when you told your flow, like, it made everybody, all of us, more hungry to find out what it was you talking about and how to be educated on that same thing and get on that same wave. It's like, man, y'all, I'm gonna shut up now. You got it, brother. I love you, sir.
I just want to say, you know, to everybody who's still, you know, out there, you know, standing your truth, your perspective as well, according to, you know, how you grew up, what you studied, what you know to be right, just standing there. Whatever state you're in, whatever part of the country you're in, you know, whatever organization that you're in, don't look for the organization to do what it needs to do to empower you. Do what you need to do to become strong and add on to the organization. But at the same time, recognize that other people have truths and perspectives. And instead of striving to fight and be divided, strive to be complementary to one another. You know what I mean? And look where your interests intersect so that you can stand strong across race, across gender, across age. You know what I mean? That's what Pop's movement really represented from my perspective, man. So, you know, thank you for allowing me to say that, and I'm going to hang out with y'all as long as I can. And happy born day to you once again, my brother.
The Lord, family, yeah. Man.
Yeah. Instead of making this, we're taking this, we're live and direct on Freedom All Radio, y'all. I hear the background noise going on. Okay. Instead of making this, we're taking this, we live and direct on Freedom All Radio. I'm glad you laid out some of the things. We was debating, even the studio here got canceled earlier today, and I told some of the comments, I said, I don't want to have stuff with the brother on this, especially on his birthday. I said, maybe we should cancel the show to doing tomorrow, so we're talking about doing the show tomorrow. And we back and forth, and then we said, you know what, even if Wi-Fi don't stand, you know what I'm saying, we're gonna take it back to the Hampton House, and another guest that came in too. I told her she came. I said, forgive us, the Hampton House hounds, the dogs of security, they smell is kind of strong, and I say, but we gonna do this show here tonight, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna do a weekly radio show, and we said we gotta use 2 tin cans and a wire, a string. We're going to get this done. We'll get the word out, man. So I just want to, again, we are honored to have you on this day also for the archive. Let me put a call out, too. If Comrade Chairman Paul, the Young Lords, any of the Young Lords, if y'all listen in, y'all call in, too, because I know I'm supposed to meet with y'all earlier. Or say tomorrow, just hit us at 929-477-3785. Press 1, because it was a number of reasons I want y'all over here today, too. But we might need you to come through tomorrow, because we're going to get this follow-up meeting that's set. Because, again, for those who don't know, the Rainbow Coalition is ongoing. You know what I'm saying? Comrade, who just touched down with her a minute ago. We just did the tour earlier. We showed people the pictures from standing by North Dakota. And just even a long history of the Rainbow Coalition is still happening, for those who don't know. You know, again, we honored and humbled to have you here. Any more callers in queue?
Grandma, Brother Chairman. Nope. Grandma, no callers in queue as of yet.
Callers, you have to call. You press 929-477-3785. You can press 1 to be brought in queue. I'm shout y'all out, too. I see everybody tapping. I'm not those on Instagram. Tag my page. I'm not on Instagram right now. I'm on Facebook and also YouTube Live. We're going to talk about the program we did today, the Retreat from the City program we did today this morning. Took the children down to the farm down to Pembroke. There's a phenomenal program. You got to deal with that.
So you want to do yourself when you got here? You know what I'm saying? And we want to do this too. We just came in. Text you calling us on last week. We told a number of things. Our deputy chairman might call in from France also. Deputy chairman Franco from France is hot right now. This is 6 days of uprising. Notice I said it right. The uprisings are happening. And he might call in, so we gonna look out for him. He might tap in with us. We are talking about the Pulse movement. Brother Hess, his words already. It's his birthday today. You know what I'm saying? Tally gonna be coming through tomorrow. We got they not their gift bags. We got their Cub care packages waiting on them. You know what I'm saying? They come through tomorrow. This stop here just now. So she wasn't come on to the show. Good other the work that she does and so on and so forth. So there was I gotta keep this charged up over here. But you called in before. You want to let us know who you are, what you got going on.
Hello, good evening, everyone. I'm activist Jasmine Smith out of Chicago. I'm with CARPA, better known as Chicago Alliance Against Racism, Political and Repression. Y'all got to forgive me. I'm hoarse right now, so I'm hoping to do this show and interview again in the upcoming weeks whenever Brother Chairman Fred Jr. has the time to set it up. But I just want to get on live today and just spread the word and awareness out there when I'm out here advocating. Before I came in into the Alliance, I approached them asking just for help with exposure against one of the top paid highest sergeants in Chicago, Illinois. His name is Brian P. Forberg. He's right now over the fugitive apprehensive unit in Chicago. So he worked out of many stations, but the main station in addition that he worked out of to get the wrongful 15 survivors who I'm fighting for. Y'all got to forgive me because I'm trying to catch my breath as I'm speaking. And hopefully y'all understand I'll be back again, hopefully. But he told like 20 of them that's wrongfully convicted up under his name. Right now, his name is Sergeant Brian P. Forberg. And he runs with the crew of Goudreau, Hollering, and Burge, and what's the other one? Guerrero, the one that just got exposed, and I'm just not finding out that he sits at the table and runs with these group. I want to say, because I don't want to put a name out there, but by a reliable source that works in the State Department y'all. So again, I've been in this movement now, this activist movement now for a year. I'm still learning. I don't know everything. But my fight is to get up and fight for the injustice and to be the voice of the voices. And these men, these 15 men who I'm advocating for now, don't have a big support system. I am a support system. And since I've been fighting for them, I have accomplished enough. I have met with a lot of people that have been in this struggle, this fight, before my time. The organization that I chose to be a part of, right now I chose to be a part of with them because they don't have no ties and no holes to the government. They don't get funded from the government. They get their funded from the people. So that means we get to say whatever we feel to say. We're not held to no standards, but we can only say and fight for to certain boundaries. We do what we want. We stand up front lines, and I'm calling for everyone for unity. I'm fighting for all these other organizations that's out here fighting for the common reason of wrongful conviction, torture survivors, the men that's still in there for wrongful convictions, fighting for the injustice system. A lot of people, they call me, they red chili pepper because I got the attitude of Harriet Tubman. I got the attitude of Malcolm X. I got the attitude of all of the ones that came before me, Freddie Hampton, Junior Senior. I mean, not Junior Senior. That's the attitude of Malcolm X. Like, my call to all organizations, all people that's out here that need the guidance or that's learning like me and that's ready to go, training to go. What are we going to do? I'm here for solutions. I'm here for bringing back those movements, these mass shutdowns. Like, because together we stand. Like, it's so many organizations that's divided. And my question to these organizations and these other freedom fighters is why? And what can we do to come back together? What do we need to do to come back together? Because if we all fighting for the same thing, which is the injustice, and we demand injustice, and we fighting for the wrongful conviction, we fighting for the police society, we fighting for police to be held accountable, why are we not fighting on the bar, brother, like they used to be? That's the only way we're going to really get like solution, answers from the oppressors. So I'm calling out to all organizations. I don't work with different organizations. I know the ones that's being paid on the table. I know the ones that took money and they been shut up. They not standing. They still using our men, the men that I'm fighting for, names and states like saying like they fighting for the wrongful convicted. But what are you doing? You're doing too much of this, but we're not doing enough action. And I'm ready to get back to that action. So if you guys are, you know, in the action, ready to get to the action like me, put boots on the ground, stand in front of that, don't, ain't scared of these people, and ain't being held to no boundaries, please reach out to me. My number is 773-727-5228. And I'm with the Alliance, Chicago Alliance. Our office is located at 63rd and Cottage Grove. I'm calling and I'm reaching out to this brother, Chairman Fred Hansen Jr., trying to unite, trying to figure out. I'm sitting at the table with him and when I get off this call to organize, to strategize about how we could pull these other organizations together. Because if you're an organization and you're about this fight for real, then there shouldn't be no reason why we can't come together to a round table and really come up with a strategy to go against these oppressors. Because it's been done before. That's why we're able to sit and do the things that we're doing right now. Because the ones that came before us paved the way and made it happen to where we are free to able to speak our voices. We are free to protest and to fight and do all of these things. So what are we going to do? So, again, I'm activist Ashley Smith, and I'm here for the long haul. And I'm not fighting for just these 15. I'm fighting for us all now. It's justice for us all and anybody who's ready to fight and stand front lines and to really demand these the man what we deserve. I'm here.
Right on. Is it the name, the street where you located at again? Is it 63rd College Grove?
63rd and College Grove at the Chicago Alliance office with Frank Channel. That's my organization. I'm a co-chair of many different things we got going on now. I'm new, so a lot of things is changing. A lot of things, I don't know what happened the years before. I know the history made. The people that's been free under this organization name, and I know for a fact they're not taking government money, so I'm standing 10 toes behind this organization, and a lot of things can change and be done with me being a part and on the co-chair committees now. And I'm asking for everybody to come together and stand with us, and we always been standing with all organizations that's fighting for the same common thing, that's police brutality, the injustice, wrongful conviction. We're located at 63rd and College Grove. This ain't no secret. This ain't nothing new. They well known. So come and stand with us again. If you stand with us before and you branched off, fell off somewhere, whatever the case may be, come back. I'm calling on everybody, calling on the people, and calling on the organizations. Come back, because we need to stand together.
Someone inquired, the handle of the Instagram.
Carper, is it CARPR.org. That's the organization's website. Then the CFIS campaign, what I'm the co-chair of with another co-chair member, is CFIS, CFIS.org. Click on any of these websites, all our information there. The number is there. The man who we fought and helped get out is there, free. Like the history is there. Just read up, do your research, whatever you need to do. But it ain't about reading up and doing your research. You see, I'm here. I'm standing front line, and I'm calling on you guys to get in touch, and let's make it do what it do, like once before, because I ain't about all that talking. I just did a lot of yelling. I went to Milwaukee. That's why my voice is hoarse. Them kids, our youth is out there, and in Chicago, destructive as fuck. I just saved a young man from these boys about to beat him to the bloody pulp. That's why I don't got no voice. I'm in Milwaukee. The police was on each side, east and west, at the July 3rd fireworks festival. Police a mile away, where thousands of our kids, black and brown, African-American kids, youth, thousands of them, is in the center of this beach, jumping on cars, terrorizing shit, fighting each other. Damn, they're about to kill each other, and I'm the only adult that stood within these crowds of these surrounding kids and was able to save one of the boys. Then come and find out, get a notification that a 15-year-old boy was killed at 11 o'clock at night. I asked the police, what is y'all safety protocol for this event? What is y'all protocol to control this mass number of these kids. And it was a black officer. You know what he told me? We don't really have one. These kids are protected by law. When I told that man I'm an activist from Chicago, I only came here because I love fireworks shows. And I was referred to it from a co-worker of mine at work. I'm not from Milwaukee. I'm from Chicago. I live in McHenry, Illinois. I drove an hour away. And I only see that these policemen do not care. And I told those kids, do y'all understand why they not down here trying to stop y'all from being self-destructive and tearing up shit? Because they want y'all to do that. They want us to kill each other. The officer told me that these kids is protected by law. But I said, what is the law against y'all having a protocol or some type of crowd control in place? He couldn't give me an answer. It's thousands of these kids, and it was a dozen of police on one end and a dozen of police on the other end. None of them walking the lines of these crowds to get them crowd control or to break up these jump on fights. So many kids, innocent kids that were just out there, was getting jumped on. I felt so sorry for them. That's why I don't got no voice. And I prayed over myself. I'm covered by the blood. Everywhere I walk, those kids did not disrespect me. When I broke them up off that young man, they did not swing at me or try to curse me out, none of that. And that was because they seen like this is the only adult that's trying to stop us, the ones who do got back. That boy could have been dead had I not stopped them boys from jumping on top of his damn head. And the police was right a mile away, not stopping our kids. And you know what my train of thought is? How we get a hold of our kids? Because a lot of these kids don't respect their homes no more. You know who they look up to? All of these famous rappers. These famous rappers need to come to their city and hold seminars to call these kids out to address what they put out here, why these kids is living up to this gang shit. This walking around with masks, walking around with switches, shooting each other, killing them down because they learned it from them. Now y'all want to change the narrative? Have free events for them to come out and tell them that y'all apologize for sending them down the wrong road because that ain't the way to go. They don't want to be up in these jails. These kids ain't ready for that, but they live in that type of lifestyle like they is and have no idea. And that's what I was screaming and shouting to them young men. And that's why my voice gone. And they like, so I was like, you right, ma'am. You know, I told my friend to leave. I don't know why they want to keep doing this. This ain't like the police don't care. They down there. They not even trying to stop none of this. I said exactly. And then you got adults that's so consumed with watching a fireworks show other than trying to come over there and help our kids because they don't give a fuck. These kids don't scare some adults. Adults don't even want to intervene. See, but I ain't scared of none of them. I'm going to do it everything in my power to the day I die to help our youth and to help our people and to help get justice and to help turn things around. Who else with me? I'm calling on you. Let's go. Because I got solutions. Because that's all I'm about. I got a whole plan that we can go about to save our youth. To unite with the adults that's out here. They got the level of frequency that we on to call for justice and to do the right thing, to fight and demand from these oppressors. We ain't going to be able to save them all, but each person that knows something that got resources, we need to come together. We need to stand together again. I'm not understanding why we ain't standing together, but we all saying that we fighting for the same thing. Make it make sense.
Now, the record spirit of making history, taking history, taking history. Live record on Freedom All Radio. Make sure I get them contacts down on social media. Make it again before we close out. We let y'all get tapped in. We moving around the world. We talking about Paris, France. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get up here from my deputy chairman, Franco. We talking about what's going down. Also, going to throw this out there, too, about Ohio. I think it's Cleveland. 27 children, y'all. 27 children. Mr. Reese, the Ohio dynamic. You remember, too, in Ohio, Cincinnati. Well, three girls was in the guy's building, you know, for quite some time. It's a white history with that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Heads up, Cleveland, Ohio has been real hush hush about that, y'all. So that's what I'm gonna put that on the people service announcement. 27 children, y'all, and everything. You know what I'm saying? From these body organs to the sex trafficking with these youngs, all of them, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we talk about the original sex traffickers, the original body snatchers, you know what I'm saying? This system, you know what I'm saying? Get his hoofprints on all of it, you know? And even how we view just being conscious, you know, some, you know, being aware of certain things, you know. I'm not saying the abstract sort of way. I was just yesterday, 2 days ago, sister came back to the Hampton House, and her son was 14 years old, and just the nonchalantness of, you know, so not, you know, not the, I was, we was going live, so this ain't my first time talking about this. But he just went out to the car. He didn't know who car it was. I'm talking to her. He opened the condo and just sat in the car and got in the car seat. I said, damn. I said, you don't see nothing wrong with that? And she's like, what? I said, damn. I said, man. Dude, I said, dude, you just, I said, we grew up. Man, you just hop in and just open the car door and just sit down like, you know, man. This man, everything political, your body language, how you move around, everything, man. You know what I'm saying? And I know I'm sorry, redundant saying this, but that was a structure, but shit, motherfuckers need some goddamn structure, real motherfucking talk. I just went on a trip, we did a retreat from the city event today, this morning, to some children down to Pembroke. The bus driver, I ain't know him from a can of paint. He pulled me to the side of the street, he said, man, we need you going all these, he said, we need you on more of these trips. But shout out to Auntie Connie Lovers, you know what I'm saying? He's 13, 14 year old. I ain't had to put no physical discipline on nobody, none of that. Just your body language, you know what I'm saying? You know, deal with these, you know what I'm saying? Structure, y'all. Real talk. One of America's policies is to, like, create chaos, then restore order. Create chaos, restore order. Motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's every dynamic. That's an organization. That's an whatever. A lot of times people get this, like, liberalism, you know what I'm saying? We all on the same thing. You listen to cats. And it takes a different agenda. We have points of unity, but the first thing is before you make gumbo, you distinguish the onions and the garlic, the sausage, the crawfish, all that structure necessary. Live in the record on Free on Radio. Happy birthday, Brother Hess. You won't call it a cue.
Free on, Brother Chairman. No calls in cue. Callers, if you'd like to come into cue, please press 1. Free on.
You're welcome, come ahead. But feel free to tap back in with us. You can all jump back.
Man, I'm like a Southern Baptist preacher now. I'm laying on the opportunity to breathe on this thing. You did. They say that's the only way life can come. It's through the word, man. And so, man, I don't want to salute the sister. You know what I mean? Because that sister right there, she on point. And a lot of people that's locked up and incarcerated, they ain't helping themselves because they don't even know that they deserve help. They done crucified themselves. It's a lot of people that don't understand nothing about men's real and the state of mind that defended. This must be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. And it's like, man, all these folk convicting themselves, and they don't even know that. How the hell can a prosecutor tell a jury, a judge, or anybody about the mind state at the time of the crime? Most people ain't even supposed to do what they're doing. And yes, somebody died, or yes, somebody got this, that, and another, but what was really going on in your life? Oh, no, don't say nothing. Joe said, I'm going to speak for you. I'm your lawyer. I'm going to fight for you. Motherfucker, no, you ain't. You finna wait for all my rights from the time I come up in here to the time I get arraigned, and I ain't got but 10 days to file certain motions, all the way to the point of either trying to get me to plea out. Come on, man. How is you assisting me? And sisters like this right here, man, going in and fighting for the people incarcerated, man, and showing them how to educate themselves on these, what they call codes, legal codes that nobody hardly understand, legally, the terminology. Man, I salute that sister, man. I just want to say God bless her, man, and thank you, my sister, because, you know what I'm saying, you doing what Sister Daphne did for me, what my wife did for me. Y'all made me believe that if I understand this right here, then I deserve freedom again. Y'all gave me a reason. You did? Salute.
Right on. Let me tell you. Poetic Man Shift TV. That's not the affirmative action bill. Okay, Jackson, Mississippi. Give me a little more specifics on that. What your question is about the House Bill 1020. I'm vaguely remembering. Give me more details on what you're talking about. House Bill 1020. We can speak on that as well as the it's not the same question about the affirmative action. So give me a little more details on that part of Manship TV on that House Bill 1020. Yes, in Jackson, Mississippi. to tap into it. Give us a little more clarity on that. What was that bill pertaining to in particular? What bill was that? House Poetic Master TV question. What was our thoughts on House Bill 1020 passed in Jackson, Mississippi? I'm not familiar. I won't take no chance on Googling. Right now. I can't think of a hand, so they're going to Google it, 1020, Jackson, Mississippi. While we checking up on that, y'all feel free. And let's talk about the affirmative action. I'm tapping on that also. And
thank you, brother, for your concern about that thing.
Thank you, brother. She's kind of hoarse, but she heard you loud and clear.
I'm just finding me and these men that I'm fighting for. There's only one other lady who's standing strong with me. And the 15 I'm fighting for, they're fighting for life for these men free. 9 years, 15 of them with no support system. Not for real, for real. And the support system they got don't even want to come out and stand front line. But shows they beat these cases. Watch how many flops on.
Oh, you ain't got to tell. Let me bear my soul. I'm gonna touch on something real. You struck a nerve now. Let me say something. The deal is, okay, with all these cases, the politics provides my sanity. I studied one time a brother he was on death row. We got a white hearse. What's his name? He's passed now.
You know, Darby Tillis.
I recall Darby Tillis coming downtown, seeing me. I'm down there. This was John Burge was going to court. Former Lieutenant John Burge. For those of you who were former Lieutenant John Burge, he was over Area 2 violent crimes. You know what I'm saying? He was a homegrown terrorist. He was trained at Fort Benning, Georgia. He was equivalent to an elite team. And I, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times people come in and be on the news, the energy be good, but it'd be like I'm watching that groundhog move. You know what I'm saying? They're repeating this shit over and over, different place. Darby Tillis said when he came down, he said, man, Burns never tortured you. Why you be going there? Why you be coming down on the bus, protesting for Cass Chairman? He said, man, Cass don't get their resources also. I got family members who their pastors told them. Don't leave it alone. God's going to take care. Soon as the loot comes through, all that. Ain't no going back to the system, no war chest people to fight for. We damaged goods. I'm talking about that. Man, I just told you the other day. The sister was telling me, she said, Chairman, I don't like when you say that. I don't like when you refer to yourself as the last call for alcohol. I said, I'm a rip. That's who the Black Panther Party comes. This is the Black Panther Party. What? Last call for alcohol. I said, what do you mean by that? I said, people will exhaust everything else. The sharp and champagne. Because the machine sets up, you know what I'm saying? They set up everything for you. Here's your team. I watched Billy when I went down to Wisconsin. I'll project my family. The machine, how it's set up, the lawyer, different cases. Jacob Blake made a conscientious effort when he seen me. He said, Brother Chairman, come on. You can speak. Other than that, it was in a blockade for me not to even speak. We had an event December 4th. This is on YouTube. Years, over 10, 15 years ago. One of the sisters who shot was murdered, she says, and that triggered response of people. The deal is, they tapped, you know, when the police, when they kid you, your emotional pores are open. They tap into people, have a whole team come at them. And then they don't let the tone stay away from Hampton. I said, okay, we can steal from the Black Panther Party Club. And then later on, by the time you can read that fine print, you only get 20%. Then the time is acting fool. So that, I tell people these cases, your case has a certain amount of shelf life. Because the reality is, the police gonna kill somebody tomorrow. Your case is gonna be like stale milk. You know what I'm saying? They'll come grab another motherfucker case, and then you'll disconnect. Like when a pimp goes to the Greyhound bus station, the first thing he do with the girl is tell her to disconnect from her family. When they grab these motherfucking family, it's a disconnect from the people, disconnect from the community. Don't say that. That was so. That's why some of the dynamics about Diamond Lavish Rim was so unique. Another, my grandma, when she first came out, said they wrong. You had, prior to that, you had a lot of motherfuckers that is, I can't breathe, I can't pass gas, my attorney ain't said I can do that. When she came out, that, you know what I'm saying, because it's barriers, it's layers. They're like athletes in the thing. When they got motherfuckers, you know, athletes go to college, they have their woman for them, they have their mistress for them, they side boyfriend for them, they car, they attorney, all that things out for them. They hit them on certain movies that put black women in bad light. These cases, they have a psychological profile on them. You look at these cases. Like, damn, ain't no fathers around? Is every motherfucker Jesus? Ain't my boy immaculate conception? They tap into the emotions. They wait. It's a clip on YouTube that came out 4 days ago. I posted to see who gonna respond to. Everything political. They talking about why the government murdered before it happened. See, when I be saying chairman, ain't no ego trip. Terms are important. You see, every time we'll be going over and slip up, they check our motherfucking ass. Every time we'll be going over and trying to say something like the gender thing and not the term, they yank our motherfucking choke cop. You know what I'm saying? They put on this movie, this clip. They say Fred Hampton's a parent. There's no picture of my grandfather. You know what I'm saying? When they up in this house, I used to say my grandparents' house. You know what I'm saying? My granddaddy built some cabins in there. But they destroy our family, destruct them, our movement, and they get it. They just say, here you go. And I don't think anybody will frame a weapon. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you got to come with the Rainbow Coalition. It's not ego tripping to say chairman for the author that. You know what I'm saying? It's putting it in context. A lot of us get awesome misinterpretation. Not saying it's like a person, a child. Your first concept of something. A lot of times, people who get some after they felt our condolences go to them. But the deal is, your first contact is they make sure they right in front of your face. Here's the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Like a gorilla in Africa, the Congo. When the poachers kill that gorilla mom and daddy, the baby gorilla, first thing they're going to see is that white hand putting that milk in that gorilla. And that baby gorilla will be raised in the orphanage thinking white folks is savior. Ain't gonna have no concept of the poachers want to fuck them over. They seek relationships on them. They all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And most, and I tell my folks, let them get burnt. I go through the process. How do you think I tell people I went to the same school that Malcolm X went to. I learned American history was ghettos and prisons. I learned this shit. You know what I'm saying? I seen most of the bullshit. It's like most of the thing was opportunist. I tell them, I discussed yesterday. One thing we do, we speak French too motherfucking much. We ain't all the same thing. The first thing is to heighten the contradiction. Before we talk about unity, be clear, we got a foregone conclusion that everybody was the same thing. Everybody free to fight. No, you have different dynamics, different elements, you know what I'm saying? And again, that's because Harriet Tubman, she even tell her husband before she was going. She put a bale of straw next to that motherfucker. And look, he wasn't covering that cloth. That's the dynamics of our community. People say, Chairman, how are we going to protest for a family? How do you know what family member to approach we're not talking to? I don't cut no corners with my own fucking family. I know the different dynamics. Chairman, he had two siblings, an older brother and an older sister. When his older brother went to that school over there and the white boys beat him up, Fred Hampton wasn't even in school yet. He took a wagon full of balls when he beat the motherfucker's ass. He was a different dynamic. And the state knew that. They knew when they put this motherfucking tap on his telephone right here. He was 13 years old. It was for him. In fact, the D.C. Bureau of the FBI thought it was a fucking psycho. These men came to their yard. They able to pick out who in the fuck is who. That's the fuck we have to start doing. Get a structure in our community. Say, man, this motherfucker will tell you how far, what points of unity they go. Man, we had to sit down with some of the mothers the other day who told you to kill the police. And so right there, that's not going to fall on food. Everybody wants justice. Some of them say, not. Some of them want some shit. They want a bag. Some of them want justice. The deal is we can't afford, a sister told me the other day about the case with a young child, with a young brother, that shot the guy, hit his mother. And the lady told me, she was done with black men. I said, huh? See how black men treat us? I said, why don't you get you a fucking fishing rod? He said, huh? I said, a fucking fishing rod. So why do you say that? You going net fishing. You throwing a net out there. I said, don't be trying to reap going die with no motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You had to distinguish male from men. You know what I'm saying? That's what we have to do. That structure. You know what I'm saying? Man, I said, in the Black Panther Party, I don't want to manifest. There were those that were in the Black Panther Party, and there were those that were Black Panther. Big difference. fucking different.
And that's how a lot of organizations are right now.
That's not the only organization. That's the whole fucking dog downstairs is. I can, them puppies born 2 weeks ago. I can tell you which puppy is which right now. That's the law of nature. That's the law. Any organization. In the American Revolution, Thomas Jefferson said 1/3 was for it, 1/3 was against it, and 1/3 when whichever the wind blew. Now, we can waste our time, much our life, trying to make everybody come together and say this, or to set up a motherfucking structure like they did when the British thought all of them were Patrick Henry said, give me liberty, give me death. So the revolutionary climate in the 60s, the ante was up. When James Brown was forced to sell black in our press, James Brown was a reactionary ass motherfucker. He would picking Cotton Nixon ass one day and sound black and all proud the next day. But the movement forced that nigga to take this part. And that's what you get. You see the devil disciples, they get them with the black disciples. The vice versa in the free medical center. The blacks don't work for the black peace donation. There's a revolutionary climate. The ante was up. You know what I'm saying? You look at the movie Superfly and all that shit in the 70s. Them motherfucking niggas was alive in the 60s. That shit couldn't roll in the 60s.
This is from my friend. I'm trying to get understanding people. I'm saying too. What, like my question? I'm asking you a question.
Yeah.
What did your father do to get the, you know, to get the Black Panther?
Okay, I'm crazy about you. Hold on. Chairman Fred, what he did, he acknowledged. First of all, he acknowledged the contradiction. He didn't go in his idea. You know what I'm saying? Deal with the real world. You had to put it, they was consistent even when Kennedy was in office. Kennedy had a class seat, John F. Kennedy. So niggas was, Kennedy was the same one that got them, was talking to the Bay of Pigs, San Francisco Castro, the Green Berets, all that. Class seat. He held, even when it wasn't popular, he was consistent. Nixon came in, pulled a cover off, you know what I'm saying, and forced them over. A lot of even, people get involved in struggle one, three ways, inspiration, aspiration, or desperation. He had a structure. He was a deputy chair. He was a chairman. That's what I be saying that day. It's not ego tripping. I'm saying, God damn it. He was the Illinois chair. That structure. He knew there was a structure. That Doc Sutton was getting mental help. He was saying it was a structure. Structure organization. You know what I'm saying? When he went to go meet with Chief Mali, he said, how did the contradiction? You know what I'm saying? To have points of unity. But it wasn't no abstract culture nationalism that we all do the same thing. And it was the structure. You ain't got no fuck. These ain't no games now.
No, it's not.
That's the first thing. You have to acknowledge what we dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Move across. We can't deal with it. It's a class arrogance say, well, I want this to be that. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker come in and say, I want this to be a grown man. It's a bail. He assessed the situation, moved accordingly. It was absolutely because one of the songs told me, I did not. He said, man, I'm going to tell you one thing, Chan. He said, well, Chan, we ran out of Chicago. Who he took to the meeting? Who he didn't take to the meeting? All that was, it wasn't this, we all come together. It was certain, yeah, it was Chan. You don't have no structure. You ain't got no, you got all these groups in the same. We're not the same. It's not, that's not egotistical. So that's the first thing to be clear. Identify.
We're not the same.
You got damn right. No, we not. We don't. No. First of all, who said you'll tell the war story for the safety of prison? When I was in safety of prison, Captain Luther Manning was beating up. Jackie Wilson was on that wing with me. They beat motherfuckers down, throwing tear gas in there on them. This guy ain't tall. I'm from a world. In the morning, he's a GD. Lunchtime, he's a fucking Morris American. You know what I'm saying? The fucking wind blew. You know what I'm saying? I studied condition. People said, don't talk to this guy, Chan. He was stupid. I studied the condition. I went to the figures, got so intense. You feel me? They got so intense. I said, okay, we're going to do a hunger strike. I told one guy, the guy named Chris, I said, all I want you to do is don't speak to the police for one day. There was a revolutionary leap for him. That scared the police because he hard. You know what I'm saying? You have to put in context with that you're working out. You me doing 10 push-ups may be different from another guy. You know what I'm saying? So I studied the situation. I didn't move yet. I studied. Then we moved. We called for the hunger strike. 3 days, no eat. Chris, he didn't talk to the police. That scared them. You study your constituency, your time. But you say, okay, what period of time we're dealing with? What's the revolutionary elite? We organized the hunger strike. Shook that motherfucker. And even the white boy. The Aryan Brotherhood. Captain Channel, no fuckers, they racist. I had them send the mail out.
I was able to deal with them scientifically. Everybody can't deal with the motherfucker scientifically. Go ahead.
But you've been doing this for many years now, and you know a lot of organizations, of course.
And it's kind of developing too.
But my thing is, like what you just said, you got to narrow, you know, you got to, you know, analyze, like, you know what you, what's up against. So how you came to a solution?
It's ever developing. How long you been involved with this?
Just made a year.
I want you to go on YouTube. They had a group of motherfuckers in Chicago with me that went with a hat like mine. They were motherfucking clones. You know what I'm saying? You got motherfuckers. You got, look at this shit that came in the motherfucking mail. This bullshit right here. See that bogus ass logo? They trying to use Chandler for your name. They both. We exposed them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? But in some states, motherfuckers take them for real. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it's ever developing. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate your energy. Go back. We didn't have to hire you. You know what that is? The 2004, the fight for that street sign in Chicago, 2004.
Mm-hmm.
You know about that case in Chicago?
No.
We call them cases. This past election in Chicago, one was crying the blues. I can't believe such and such. We ain't got no surprise. A lot of us come in. If you knew to them, you know what I'm saying? But it's ever developing. This is like coronavirus. This shit constantly reassessing itself. This capitalism. They create bogus groups, bogus leaders, you know what I'm saying? And the people's political muscle got to be able to distinguish that shit. You know what I'm saying? You see some of these cases, I'm holding my tongue. They don't come fuck with us, you know what I'm saying? They get fucked over a lot of the time. You follow what I'm saying? And that's a reality. But I think 2008, I think 2004, man, 1991, 1991, it's over and over, you know what I'm saying? The respect I have is out of our consistency. But that sense, you got to keep involved in struggle. People get took out. People get locked up. I don't know soldiers. So not just penitentiary or graveyard, the relationship. You know what I'm saying? See, general, all that shit comes with struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people say chess is like life. You know what I mean? Chess, you know what? Because chess, you got actual pieces. You ain't got to deal with damage, relationship, all that shit come with it. That's the organizing. So I hope I asked you a question. And I wish it was that easy. Okay, I know who this person is. You have different. You say, okay.
So you don't know by now who was really with.
Oh, what?
With this.
With what?
With that. Who's with that?
You got a question. I got to deal with some, in many cases, I got to deal with some fucked up motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
But the deal is, Chandler Fred knew who the Rally Panthers were. He knew who the Panther Panthers were. In a dream world, you can pick our community like a used car lot. I got to deal with the mentally scarred, bad body parts, and broken hearts. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no car show. You know what I'm saying? God, they good attention. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Chandler, I'm with you, man. My girls had a baby. You know what I'm saying? I got to deal with the fuck I got to deal with. To come in, be on a pivot. I'm playing alley ball. It's in the NBA. I'm playing with motherfuckers. I got to catch a reporter. Say, how many members do you have? See, a lot of times it depends on how many people the police are murdered. He turns more than me, Black. When I hear his nigga ass, a lot of just get down. I got to be consistent to grab that right there. It's a sister came around us 2001. She talked. She still moving around. You know, she couldn't believe it. She had beautiful energy. I'm glad that I'm right now talking to you, sis. She said, Chandler, why all the fellas don't come and do what you do? I said, sis, no disrespect. You get down me because your son is in jail. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I said, sis, there's no disrespect. And when her son got out, she was gone.
Mm-hmm. But that's the problem with our people now.
That's the reality. That's the reality.
That's the problem.
We can sit in cry the blues. That's the reality is with the Panther part. I'm not going to see this. I was going to manifest. You know what I'm saying? They had a runtime for the government to get out for the kid who locked up. You know what I'm saying? They had a runtime. That's what structure is. You go to a street organization. There might be two niggas that go get it. But you have an atmosphere. You can't pick out the weak link. Structure. And it's something, you push it. You say, I wish everybody was down and committed. That sounds good. The group of temptations. David Webb was crazy as a motherfucker all the time. But it was a structure. If somebody tries to pull this side, it's a gas price. You know what I'm saying? Man, fuck that. You should just be you. We are a structure. And sometimes, some of them can't even know the roles they play. You know what I'm saying? That's the rest of the world. 1991. 19 motherfucking 91. We had no money for no flight. A known stool pigeon. A known stool, documented stool pigeon. Mm-hmm. I said, man, how did you fuck me, man? We having a private get together this Friday and Saturday. Everybody said, Chairman, watch him. I said, again, we having a private get together. Mm-hmm. That place was packed that fucking weekend. Mm-hmm. I can deal with this knowing the fuck he is. Mm-hmm. Everybody can't do that. Chairman Fred, the young patriots, the white people, you know the history? They wear fucking Confederate flags in their jackets. Huh? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. They wear Confederate flags in their fucking jackets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of shit that was romanticized. He was a who he went to, when he went to, it was a science to that shit. Season of time. But like, even the movies back and it shows of a structure, respecting the structure. A lot of them come in, and we all say, I'm the motherfucking chairman of the Black Panther Party Club. That's why I'm motherfucking talking about this shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You motherfuckers, the deal is, we have a class arrogance. You know what I'm saying? It ain't me a picture. Remember I told you, sister? I said, sister, I went to public school. How is your name activist? But my friend, how? But you didn't mean no harm. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers ain't never seen no shit like a motherfucker organization like this here. It's someone's own goddamn term. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers have seen this shit with a state sanction for shit. You know what I'm saying? Professor, reverend, you know what I'm saying? A motherfucker stand with their own goddamn term. The chairman would say, yeah, a motherfucker, go back and look at their relationship. They have never seen no motherfucker say back that we're saying, cruising the hungry, we're not asking what, we're going to feed them. You know what I'm saying? No permits. You know what I'm saying? We came to this house. No gas, it was OD in that hallway. We shut this motherfucker down. You know what I'm saying? We didn't cut no fucking what their last name was, none of that shit. A lot of motherfuckers said, we need to talk to this lawyer, but that's a different way of organizing. A lot of you have no frame of that's a reality. No female has never seen a man, some men never seen a woman. A lot of them have never seen no order stand with self-determination. They first concept of black group is Black Lives Matter. They never seen, a lot of them, and, again, last call to alcohol. Most of them, they were the Black Panther Party. How do you know? They read about it. The United States government, over 76% of the information of the Black Panther Party. The federal government. Motherfuckers just said, hey, they didn't know Tupac had a fucking daddy. He had two parents in the Black Panther Party. It's still shit that we don't talk about. So motherfuckers think they know about this shit. I just think the motherfuckers had that focused-ass book. Yeah, I'm sure you know about that book. No. The sad thing that Fred happened. Where the folks said, motherfuckers, shut they motherfucking ass down. But see, also, let me say something real quick. It's something going on right now on Instagram right now. Mm-hmm. I hold my, see, some things we not ready to, Lil Boosie, say he, you, look, I tell my mother this all the time, you think people know certain things. Lil Boosie say, he didn't know why all the fans was going in on him. You know why? You know what?
No.
You know who Boosie is?
I know.
You know what? He couldn't understand why they was going in on him. He had no idea what July 4th is.
He didn't care for it.
He don't understand. He said, I'll be humble. I need to know. Mm-hmm. So that's the time. Before that, there was no need for him. You know what I'm saying? There was no need. See, and sometimes you need a more of a gateway drug, like Black Lives Matter or Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. See, the revolution ain't coming too hard of a line. So motherfuckers go along with Juneteenth, you know what I'm saying? They are flooding him. Now the time we're facing, it couldn't have happened yesterday. That's called seizing the time. Mm-hmm. All the resources, money he got, why do you have to listen to him? You know what I'm saying? Now that question, that is the time we kick the throwing about that. Now the whole discussion going on now. By Independence Day, so when is it going to go? Prior to that, it's premature.
That's people making folks go out there for like, the organization that's dead, you know, got the money and all of that. But I'm talking about the ones that took money from government stuff. The ones that's sitting back straight off the government money and all that. But at the same time, in the same breath, they're saying they're fighting for this, the injustice. But y'all not using that money because a lot of
you
bring a lot of people out nowadays.
Well,
we gotta go through
the facts. What you do? You bullshit. You mean it's a group? You mean to tell me it's some people out here that get money and don't really give a fuck about our people?
You know that.
You bullshitting. You got to be jiving me.
And you know that, and I know it.
Okay.
And a lot of people know it to be true.
Okay. And you're going to tell you some lessons that these motherfuckers don't know?
Yeah.
Well, look, you're on the Keith Stanfield? Stanfield. He played William O'Neill in the movie.
Okay.
Keith Stanfield say Chandler. One thing I learned, man, this is what he said. There are more people who are more William O'Neill than those who look like Chandler Fred. That's a fucking reality. In his capitalist society, we outnumber. And I'd be damned if I show my weakness. So I'm saying, for my protection, because the deal is, if a motherfucker feel how a few motherfuckers, the vanguard is dead. War is two occupying armies. You should be willing to get out and get out. Revolution became the mass of people. In Vietnam, the fucking bumblebees played a role. The prostitutes played a role. Giap and Ho Chi Minh knew the difference who was who. So I'm saying, in the 60s, it was declining. With the devil disciples, with the black disciples, with the pre-breakfast program. So don't manifest this shit. They're like a revolutionary. It's called revolutionary acts. It was the atmosphere that was changed. James Brown, he had a whole different song playing that first.
Mm-hmm.
What made him change his mind?
That's
not Black on the Prayer. You ever had a vision. Hear me out. You ever heard of H. Rap Brown?
H. Rap Brown.
Yeah.
No.
He locked up now. Imam Jamil Amin. He told you better go back and steal that bullshit you're talking about. He came back out from Black and I'm proud. What made Kanye West say this about George Bush out of curiosity?
I don't care what he said, but he
speaks
the truth.
What made him say about George Bush, he's going to let black people have
I don't know.
You don't have no idea, do you?
No. I don't know why.
Do some research on us. And then, when I was 8 hours before he said this, the conference I had with his motherfucking ass and bought his bookstore. Do some research on us.
You got damn right.
What made Jay? You know what Jay-Z said at first about Chandler Fred? On Don Kanye?
I'd
rather the thing they Fred half and die.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the defense with? What was our response to that? See, that is the question. A lot of people. David Brad, a lot of people attacking us. Y'all should, you should be glad he just said your father's name. We ain't cut no corners. On the soundtrack, he say assassinated. So I'm saying, things that don't happen. Movement makes things happen.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying, the deal is the dog ride the tail. And believe me, when there's new energy, some people get excited.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when new forces come around. That's some new thing. Man, the first time, most people that's the reality. That's
what is JB really doing out here? You know, or what am I going to be?
That most motherfuckers, you don't understand. Most motherfuckers, you give fucking attention. That's all the motherfuckers need. I deal with the fucking real world. Not, we can back and forth with morally wrong and right. We deal with dialectical materialism. We come in, we assess the situation. When I was in prison, I accept the situation. I knew this guy was a fucking bandit. Yeah, bandit.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking bandit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't come at this culture. Oh, we all black on the same thing. I was a ratchet. I was hiding the contradiction. Mm-hmm. Stay your motherfucking life.
Amen.
That's structure. That's dialectical material. That's dealing with the real world. That's when you are a politician. Not just because you play with the lives of the people with this, send the motherfuckers up. You know what I'm saying? One day I can talk to you, give you some green juice, or read a book to you. This motherfucker who's 50 years, or really a child in a political life. You can see as a child who want to be what? The aspiration. And we all have got different situations in our life. And in fact, deal is to acknowledge it and move accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Man, when the motherfucker come in with this whole thing about, well, I don't understand what the person, it's certain things. A motherfucker, man, ain't got no frame of reference of black people. They ain't never seen a black man or black woman or black woman in their life.
We
know each other through what? Through contested conditions. You know what I'm saying? That's how we know each other. Through struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to ask the question. Through struggle, we find out who is who. Through struggle. The certain question, my mother ain't got to ask. The state know who is who. And that's why certain rappers need certain money, certain movements don't get funded. They know it's who. It's certain questions you ain't got to ask. Motherfuckers know who it's who. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if you ever believe that we not outnumbered, shit.
Shit. You, but deal is, don't, the ministry people never use the word split. Just because the motherfucker ain't with the movement don't mean they go to the state. The pastor had a term called jacking it. Mm-hmm. Again, a lot of people just go with where the fucking wind blows.
Right.
And that's the reality. A lot of people got no backbone on purpose. Just we up to any, the fourth motherfucker gives them that going to win the team.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So there ain't no, just because motherfuckers with the movement, they with the state, though, a lot of people go with the wind blows. And the state know that. They know the rappers and shit. They say they love it. They know the motherfuckers in the army don't give a fuck about the U.S. Army.
Mm-hmm.
It's a TV show which I watch called motherfucking Wookie. Mm-hmm. It's about a cult. It really shows to me it's called Wookie. Mm-hmm. It's about a cult. And it got you, it shows you the different motherfuckers in there. Some is in there for some money. Some wants a girl. Some really believe in the shit. That's their system. It still ain't that simple. It's black and white. Motherfucker with those things. And see the organization. You think all the vice folks believe in vice folks? You think all the people believe? Huh?
Ain't no,
shit.
Ain't no more.
But I mean, okay. When it existed, do you think all of them were that? But the atmosphere, you didn't know who was who.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know who was who. That's what I'm talking about. We said the climate, don't even ask the question ain't got to be asked. Who down to the atmosphere, it ain't cool for certain shit. A client, well, motherfuckers don't feel comfortable going on over Essence TV shows and shit. You know what I'm saying? Saying the shit they say about our people. So I'm saying, a client, well, motherfuckers don't feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Opportunity-based organization that speak for us. A client, well, motherfuckers can get their false flags at the Black Panther Party. You pick up on that shit. A client, well, motherfuckers don't feel comfortable calling some of the bitches and shit. So I'm saying, your reality is, you get in with a goddamn client. With females, everybody mama calling us bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the bitch? Did you see the girl call the boy? No, who's your bitch?
Mm-hmm.
It's common. That's all about calling exactly. It's common. Nobody see nothing wrong with that. It's sad, but it's a reality. The deal is, instead of atmosphere, the certain shit ain't cool. So, you know what I'm saying? So, mama can't pick out the weak motherfucker. And if you're worried about time, Malcolm X said the collective conscience of the people ticks slowly, but it was a volcanic force that makes Mount St. Helens like nothing. Let me get a little history on the back. Mother romanticized the 60s. You had a time period where motherfuckers trying to wear my ass, pride died, laid to the side. At your age, not your color.
Mm-hmm.
You had a break, you had the devil is fighting. You had another branch of thing called the FBI song.
Mm-hmm.
You had a move, a class up to exit. Mother said, stood the black peace on this. Do you know the FBI told the body store they get up 16th Street? At the time, over the few medical 16th Street? You know that?
I heard about that.
What happened with that?
I just heard that.
What happened? They ain't gonna work with the few medical 16th. How did they know? What happened? They got a big rap.
No.
Huh? Can't afraid when they robbed these brothers. One of them searched one thing. You know what I'm saying? He worked with the few medical 16th. The federal government says the Black Panther Party was in existence, a record of what they call black-on-black crime. So I'm saying, this house right here, 5 years ago, motherfuckers in that hallway, OB, we clean motherfucking house over here. They gave my coat in the police station. You know my coat was? Handcuffs and cast before we abandon. See, the check you sent in? Daniel Kaluuya, Dominique Fisher, all the statements say, and then that move. They said they ain't never seen no motherfucker say, we got to meet with y'all. They had no frame of reference for that. They had to move us to the door when I touched down with them. Yeah, I said it was OD. I just bought that. And now you got damn right. Who made them leave? The weather?
No, I said, when is that?
Before we got that, about 5 years ago. Cody goes to my old radio show. They was there, motherfucker. Next door, it was 9 overdoses. What changed? The weather?
No, you
didn't. No. Get them the Black Panther Party because of the community. Atmosphere. It wasn't cool for certain shit. Even motherfuckers get the more like that, man. That's a no-go right there, man. That's revolution. The process. It was certain shit that we couldn't do and miss it. It was premature.
Mm-hmm.
So then, even though I said, okay, I'm ready for this year. I just came in. I've been around. I'm ready to make this up. It was premature. We had heightened the contradiction.
Mm-hmm.
People had to see the differences. The thing, they hold on. Just that person, that thing happened on me, but the movie. Don't mean that this channel for his legacy. And what about my house? Chairman Fred's legacy. So people got to be distinguished. You're making a movement, it ain't about no personal gain. And motherfuckers take the energy. Well, I'm ready for it. Tell me who was who. If I'm but you ain't see, I'm coming across right group street niggas in and you it was insulting as the motherfucker's real name.
So 5 years ago you telling me that this house someone else had control over yo.
Do you know what used to happen now? The police are reading the news to me. First of research, you know, came out of their palm, said no, we best catch your right to speak. Real talk. They were salting the earth, sir. Everywhere the black had the problems they throughout the country, they thought you was dope. Not just him, both of them, West Oakland, Monroe Weston. Did you ask to go to the 5-10 tooth office? The Chandler Fred tooth, you don't have to do so? There you go right there, that dude there. They threw it out every year. The police.
That's
like
disrespect.
What we do about this? Why are you talking about this is wrong? What we do about it?
What do you do about it?
No, that's what we do. No, go.
I'll do it.
Go check what happens to a bulletproof motherfucking case, not a cover, a case over that motherfucker. See, we don't talk about all this wrong, the bull. We heighten the contradiction to the point that we read hands in Louisiana. We have won Stephen Lynn, other comrades. We were going to take the Ronald Wayne Green. See, when we deal with it, it's not an individual. We're not heroes. We're revolutionaries. So we deal with it, politicize the people. Slay themselves to get involved in the change. This house, we, they're part down there. We change not just this house. It's the city of the building wants to get from the structure. It's a food desert. That community is thinking we got there. This came as a result of the politics that we did, and it could have been done overnight. All the phone that go out there. Shit. Should be watching that shit.
You get lost in telling the teaching the story.
Yeah. Okay, 6 months. We're still on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. Let me see. We got 6. Okay, so Brother Hess, close. Take us there, Brother Hess. Are you still there? Brother S.
You want to connect to my house?
I'm close. Let me see. This is, okay. Let's see. Oof. Where is that? Which one? Is you? Which one?
This is a, my name.
Oh, gotta
go back.
Yeah.
I click on.
Could have turned on and click back on. Mm-hmm. So, you come where? You still there? Right.
Fantasy, hoping it changed, but when I focus on reality, there's so much past in my life. without a focus, life is driving insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed, but when I focus on reality, there's so much pain.
I really need to talk to you, Lord. Since the last time we talked, the walk has been hard. Now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone. Yeah, I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown, and I'm still going through it.
What?
Pain and a hurt,
yeah.
Soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt,
yeah.
And I know only I can stop the rain with just the mention of my Savior's name.
There's so much past in my vocal life, vibe is strange. And a man without a focus life is driving insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed, but when I focus on reality, there's so much past in my vocal life, vibe is strange. And a man without a focus life is driving insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed, but when I focus on reality,
they got me moving like pain.
Loped and ready to get my slug on. I load my clip and slip my motherfucking gloves on. I ain't scared to blast on these suckers. I got my Glock cop player if they press me. Bust some motherfuckers with a pass. And better talk cause I ain't looking when I'm blasting. I'm a nothing drinking in the sea and getting high on the lookout for my enemies. Don't wanna die, tell me why, cause the stress getting major. A buck 50 across the face with my razor. What can I do but be a thug until I'm dead and gone? I keep my brain on the game and stay headstrong. These sorry bastards wanna kill me in my sleep. I'm really cannot see and every day it's just a struggle. Steady thugging on the streets and I've been ballin' low. Don't let them make you worry, keep slinging at these suckers till you worried I was born a raid. Hell, I'm thinking from the gutter, word of mother, I'm tech. I'm kicking dust up, ready to bust out on the scene. Steady mugging me, until they kill me, I'll be living this life. I know you feel me, there's so much pain. Past in my vocal life, vibe is strange. And a man without a focus, life is driving insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed, but when I focus on reality, there's so much pain. Past in my vocal life, vibe is strange. And a man without a focus, life is driving me insane. So much of pain, not a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed, but when I focus on reality. There's so much pain. There's so much pain. There's so much pain. There's so much pain.